Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth, the DH, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second, the third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Chapa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Squires steals third. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Baines reaches second base with a double. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 0 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Remy bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Chappas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Tony Perez. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.